Broadcasting live from the Metro Atlanta Chamber rooftop, it's the Health IT Leadership Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, celebrating Georgia, the nation's health IT capital. Stone, did you know there are, guess how many of the top of nation's health IT companies are in Georgia?
I'm going to say nine.
That's in Atlanta. Nine, correct. And they generate revenues over $4 billion. Any city would take that. Any city, and that's our city.
You know what? I think this gentleman here this evening is probably a big part of all that. I know his colleague, Lee Faribault, has certainly made her contribution. Please join me in welcoming from Point Clear Solutions, Chief Technology Officer, Mr. Neil Evans. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. What does a Chief Technology Officer for an outfit like a Point Clear do with his day?
Well, so you know, we actually design and build software for healthcare companies. We really like to focus on companies who are startups, who are doing stuff that's disruptive in the healthcare space. And so what I do day to day is basically, everything it takes to go from the idea and design stage all the way to production. So I figure out how to make it, get from that point to where people are actually using it. It's making a difference.
So when did you get involved in technology? How old were you?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say probably starting with my Atari, circa 1983, and kind of got hooked at that point.
What, like playing video games, or did you like break it open to see what made it tick?
I did break it open after I broke it. Yeah, yeah. And then this was before the internet, so I'm showing my age here. But my best friend and I, so I grew up in a town called Hueytown, Alabama, which was the home of the Alabama Gang. If you're a NASCAR fan, it's like the blue collar part of Birmingham. And my best friend and I that I grew up with, when we were teenagers, we spent time building bulletin board systems. So this is like, the movie War Games, when
right.
people do all the telephone stuff. So we had this bulletin board system called Martyrdom Development Group. And so we felt like we were really counterculture. And
right.
I used to have nightmares about the FBI coming.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
how I got started.
We interviewed a guy that was like 11, and there was a knock on the door.
Really?
The hacker guy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't tonight, but we had him in the studio. And no, he was the
That's real,
deal.
Just so you know.
Wow. I wish I had heard that one.
So when you get ready to develop and then ultimately produce, market, and deliver something like software, how do you decide what you're going to create? Do you go out and ask the market? Does the market come to you? Do you guys sit up at the top of the mountain and throw back a couple of growlers? How do you decide what you're going to do in terms of designing software?
Well, I haven't heard the interview, but you probably heard a lot of this from Lee. But, the whole point of user experience is we actually start out going to the people who are going to use the software. So in particular, if you're talking about clinicians, for example, so doctors don't want to spend time, most of them don't want to spend time being a geek and trying to learn how to use gadgets. They want to practice medicine and help their patients, and technology shouldn't get in the way of that. Technology should actually, ideally, they shouldn't even be aware that they're using the technology.
Should be transparent, right?
Right, right. So, part of what we do, especially with the user experience approach, is we focus on how the clinicians are going to use this software to make their job easier, and we solve all those problems on the front end before we actually build the thing. The alternative way to do it, the more traditional way, is you get sort of here's the technology. We've got this big sledgehammer. Let's go solve problems with it. And you end up with stuff like green screen stuff and these crazy forms that have a million different fields. And it just makes it hard for everybody. So we're trying to, do the opposite of that.
So now when you're coming up with this and you're listening to the customer and they're coming up with their pain points and what they'd like and what they wouldn't like, and you're able to take something complex and make it simple, it must be, behind the scenes, there has to be a lot of complexity to make something seem simple, isn't that right?
I thought you were going to say cussing.
I'm sure there's cussing.
Cussing and complexity, at least for a little while.
Right, or is that part of your job is to kind of make it an elegant solution?
Well, yeah, and that's part of the art and craft of building software. So, you know, it's kind of like, I know this is trite, but it's like the iceberg. So the user interface is just the, you know, what the people actually interact with is just the very surface of this complex thing that's underneath the hood. And, you know, we want to design systems so that people don't have to think about that. And, you know, it just helps them get the job done that they want to try to do. And that's folks like me that we love to build to solve those complex problems. I mean, that's really what makes us tick.
But don't you want to solve it in kind of an elegant way? Or you just want to solve it by any means necessary?
Depends on the deadlines. No, yeah, obviously you want to do it in an elegant way, but, you know, sometimes you have to balance things out.
Right.
You know, you got budget and time constraints and stuff like that.
Right.
So we were talking about this this idea just a little bit earlier with Lee. I was defending Lee's doctor. Lee went to the doctor today, didn't have the greatest customer experience. We were talking to Lee, who,
okay,
of course, is, you know, knows a great deal about creating customer experience. And I was saying, well, not only that, in the defense of Lee's doctor, that doc is competing against Lee's experience with Amazon, FedEx, you know, all of these people that are providing wonderful,
right,
service. You probably find yourself in the same boat too, right? I mean, you've got to deliver really strong software,
right,
that not only does the job technically, but is meeting expectations at that same level.
Well, you guys are over here, so you didn't hear this earlier, but the main speaker actually said this thing, and you hear this all the time in healthcare IT. Folks will say that in healthcare IT that it's actually about 10 years behind the curve.
Right.
And what they mean by that is, you know, not the American healthcare system is the best in the world. I just heard this. But what the point he's trying to make is relative to other sectors of the economy, you know, like manufacturing or banking, you know, finance, et cetera, there's a lot of stuff that from an IT perspective, you know, those guys are kind of ahead. And healthcare is just on the uptake now. So where I'm going with that is, you know, all the stuff, if you're an architect and you're going to design a system, all the things that Amazon has solved, they're sort of like the trailblazers. That's been established as the best practice.
Right.
So in some ways it makes it easier because we can learn from that and we're going to apply it to healthcare. And there's going to be less risk because we can say, oh, well, look, Amazon built it this way. They put it in the cloud. This is how they put their systems together. So we know for this problem in healthcare, we've already been there.
But right. If I'm a hospital administrator, I just, last night buying books for Christmas for all of my Christmas lists was so easy and so pleasant.
Right.
Now you come to me, Mr.
Exactly.
Point Clear. I want that software experience to be every bit as cool, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, like, yeah. If I like colonoscopies, I might like prostate exams.
Right?
That's pretty good.
But no, that's got to be a next to impossible standard for you. I mean, my hat's off to you. Because you got, you know, that hospital administrator that's making a decision on your software is having a very pretty cool experience over here at Amazon on something totally unrelated. And he's
right.
Trying to equate the two, right?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, you know, obviously there's differences in the domain. So there's not, you know, what makes healthcare IT interesting is... there's a lot of things that just haven't been solved yet. So there's patterns and metaphors that we can borrow from things like Amazon.
Right.
But it's just there's stuff that hasn't been solved before, so that's what makes it interesting.
So now what excites you out there that's happening right now that you guys are working on?
Mobile for sure. You know, in healthcare IT, that they normally refer to that as mHealth. That's one of the buzzwords. You know, that... Where mobile is really supposed to get leverage is to help people. I almost hate to use this term because it almost sounds Soviet, but you know, behavior modification. But really, the I guess the more libertarian spin on that would be is to give people the tools to empower them to, you know,
take accountability for their own
exactly,
health.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank
glad
you.
To help.
Appreciate it.
We like to call it nudging. It's
right.
Not a
right.
We're not forcing, we're encouraging them to make the best choice.
Exactly, exactly. So there's obviously a lot of interesting things you can do with mobile technology because it's ubiquitous now, obviously. I mean, that's,
right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. All right, so if somebody wants to learn more, you guys got a website?
Yes, pointclearsolutions.com.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you come by. And I tell
hey,
you
I appreciate
what,
it.
You're every bit as smart, not nearly as pretty, but every bit as smart and engaging as Lee.
Well, I appreciate that.
And we'd be glad to visit with you both again sometime. Maybe have you come in the studio sometime. That might be fun.
Love
huh?
to do that. Yeah.
All right, thanks,
guys.
Thanks for joining us, man. All right, we will be back in a few from the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber Health IT Summer 2013.